RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head over to jayco.com.
And by the Thetford Corporation. The industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com.
And by Cabela's. Cabela's has everything you need to get your family into the great outdoors. Visit Cabela's.com and make sure your next camping adventure is one for the record books.
And by Highway West Vacations. Highway West invites you to connect with family, friends, and nature as you experience the beauty and adventure found in the great American West. Visit HighwayWestVacations.com to start planning your next great trip today.
Everyone, welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are talking about our recent adventures in tent camping. Cabela's just debuted redesigned tents, and we got to try a few of them out. This was a brand new experience for our boys, and it has been at least 10 years since we set up a tent. So listen to hear how we fared at the campground.
Plus, we brought along a ton of other great gear that made tent camping easy and comfortable. So comfortable that we are already hatching a plan for our next tenting getaway.
You might think that owning an RV means never tent camping again, but we know that a night under the stars can be a great adventure for family campers. You are listening to episode number 138. RVFTA goes tent camping with Cabela's.
Before we head into this week's featured topic, we have our RVFTA News Roundup, which is sponsored by the Thetford Corporation.
The Thetford Corporation is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have been making RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. If you are planning on doing any tent camping this season, the Thetford porta potties will save you from making those midnight trips to the bathhouse. So we use the Thetford...
Or to the woods.
Yeah, it depends, males or females. We use the Thetford porta potty. We use the 320P, I think, this winter when we were dry camping in our RV. And this past weekend, we realized that, oh my gosh, it would be...
I don't think I know. I became quite familiar with the Thetford 320P porta potty.
All right. Well, we loved it. And we also realized that it would have been the perfect addition to our tent camping this past weekend.
In the whirlwind of this tent camping adventure, that was the only thing we forgot, was to bring our Thetford porta potty. And it would have been perfect, especially for young Wes, who did have a 2 a.m. potty incident.
Of course, he always does.
Which involved tears and trees.
And trees, all right. But the sealed valve keeps odors in the holding tank. We said that. We said there were no odors at all when we used the porta potty.
Well, there were no odors from the chemicals,
right,
dear.
From the porta potty itself. There's always odors from the boys in my life. And it also has a level indicator that lets you know when it's time to empty the tank.
And I would add, it was very easy to dump. I mean, you're not going to get messy dumping this porta potty. Okay.
Yeah.
So this goes along perfectly with the tent camping adventure.
I know. So that's coming along on our next tent camping adventure for sure. And I'm kind of excited about it because I liked it so much when we were using it in the RV. I feel like it will be like that one last checkbox in comfort camping.
Can I tell you something else about the Thetford porta potty? And then we will eventually
and then
do,
we'll
our
actually
news
do our news. Yeah.
I'm going to keep it in the back of my pickup truck permanently because with three young boys, particularly with young Wesley, you just never know when you need one. And if you have a pickup truck, to have one sitting in the back of the truck for emergencies, I think is brilliant.
All right.
Okay. It was also kind of brilliant that I got to co-host the Girl Camper podcast this week. I was really excited to do so.
You were on Girl Camper with Rick Pettit, who is Janine Pettit's Mr. Sister, and the two of you were dishing on great gifts for Mother's Day, things that you two would recommend buying for your camping lady.
And I was proud of our work.
Were you? Yeah.
I like hanging with Rick.
It's gotten a lot of good feedback. People are saying they like the episode.
I think really good things. And frankly, if we hadn't, Janine would not have let us on the show.
Your items were screened.
They were screened. Yeah. But we passed. We were approved.
Right.
The items were approved.
So I want to say that what I went ahead and did was I wrote up a little blog post of your items that you picked on our website, rvfamilytravelatlas.com. And what I did was I put the widget for Janine's podcast right in that blog post. So even if you are not a regular Girl Camper podcast listener, you can hear this episode with ideas for Mother's Day gifts right on our website, rvfamilytravelatlas.com. And it's Jeremy's like 6 picks for Mother's Day right there.
And anybody just interested in gear. I mean, almost all the gear is really usable for just about anybody. Now, talking about gear, I'm really excited to be going to the Cabela's in Hamburg, Pennsylvania this weekend for their camping classic. I'm like really, really excited to hang for the day and meet some podcast listeners. We've also discovered that some of our podcast listeners are camping nearby and they're coming to the camping classic just to hang out and meet and greet some old friends and some new friends. So we can't wait to see you. Seminars start at 11 a.m. and we want to be there for the first seminar.
Yeah, we're going to be there for all the seminars. They're really good and we're definitely interested in learning even more from the people that are doing it.
And I was very excited to get my brochure in the mail from Cabela's all about the Camping Classics. Let me just tell you what the three seminars are because they're all great. I think they're all going to be great. At 11 a.m., you have Pick the Perfect Tent. So if you are interested in tent camping, you want to catch that one. At 12 p.m., Camp Cooking Essentials. All right, that sounds excellent. And then at 1 p.m., Camping 101, just all the basics you need to know to get out there for a camping adventure. So
and
we're
we'll
going to check all these out.
Yeah, and I'm sure that next week on the podcast, we'll share maybe like any of the things that we picked up, or in the future, we'll definitely share any of the good content and any of the good information that we picked up.
And
from
these
there.
Three seminars are happening at every Cabela's store, right?
I mean,
different people will be leading them, but no matter where your local Cabela's is, you can catch those three seminars. Now, I also want to say this. We got to try, and we're going to go through all the gear we tested out on this episode, but for our podcast listeners that show up or anybody that wants to come say hello, I would love to show you the tents that we used, to show you the gear that we tried out, and to literally walk around the store with you and just say, hey, man, that's the cooler you want, or that's the screen room we used, because we did get to sample a wide swath of Cabela's camping gear.
Yes, we did. It was lots of fun. It was almost like overwhelming. I would say I was nervous at first to be, you know, you like to introduce like one new thing at a time because it always takes time to get used to stuff. I was so blown away by how user-friendly.
It was a lot at once to test out, but
yeah.
I'm still riding a high from the tent camping experience and just how much fun it was to use those tents. And I really fell in love with one of those tents and can't wait to use it again. And also a big thank you. We had some friends that helped us set up.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about
it. Throw a huge thank you out there to Randy, the photographer.
Okay.
Who was awesome. So we had a photographer from Cabela's with us the whole weekend too. And by the end of the weekend, we were like all buds.
Oh, he was so nice.
He was adorable.
And he was great with the kids, just making them so
comfortable. He was great with the kids, great with the dogs.
And he just like disappeared into the woods with his like lenses.
Well, his 70 to 200 millimeter yeah. lens did allow him to shoot from pretty far away, which is a great thing.
Which was great because it meant that it wasn't like smile, cheese. It was just us like camping and him kind of documenting.
And I think like Saturday morning we hit our stride with him and we just realized like, let's just have fun and do whatever we would normally do. And he's going to take great pictures.
Yeah.
And then he also helped us set up and break everything down. My God, I love Randy the photographer. So anyway, there's a shout out for him.
Hopefully our paths will cross again in the future. So then another thing we want to talk about in the news roundup is that our campground of the week this week is on the Gettysburg KOA near Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. We had a fantastic time at this campground. We were blown away by this campground. We went expecting to like the campground. We loved the campground. It's a rave review, so go ahead and listen.
You know, honestly, Steph, I think that we don't always both rave about the same campgrounds. Like we always sort of like, I really love one, but for you, it was just fine, or the other way around. I think this is one of those rare times when this one just hit all the sweet spots for us. And since we're on the tent camping episode, you could tent camp at this campground. It's really pretty. There's nice sites for tenting.
Very nice
cabins,
sites, yes.
RVs, everything.
Yeah, a lot. I love that about the campground. It had really nice accommodations no matter how you were going to visit.
I told somebody today at work, like, if you want to go see Gettysburg, just get a cabin at the Gettysburg KOA. Don't get a hotel room because it's
Stay
a beautiful
there.
Campground. So it check was. That out on Campground of the Week.
Yeah, and also we weren't only in Gettysburg going to the battlefield. We were also – we had a very busy last 10 days or so.
We had the busiest – 10 days RVFTA has ever had.
Probably.
And, no, not probably.
Definitely.
And we are both still recovering. I think we're both exhausted, and it was both weekends were really exciting. We got to work with some really awesome people. But, we are still recovering.
Yeah. So we did our first film project, and we did it along with in conjunction with KOA, Camp Casual, and Highway One Media. And it was a really great experience, but it was a first experience. So it was like, it was a lot.
They were both tremendous experiences. And I love working with other creative people. Mm-hmm. I love working with photographers. I love working with videographers. I like seeing how they go about their craft. And I learned so much from Randy, and I learned so much from the nice people at Highway One Media too.
Yeah.
I was inspired by all of them.
So we did put up a sneak preview, a little tiny mini clip on our social channels, on Instagram and Facebook. So you can go over and see that, but we'll be showing more stuff
and
as it comes out.
You're going to watch this little clip and you're going to go, God, they're so amazing and beautiful, these RVFTA people. It's all the slow motion, though.
It's the slow-mo.
Okay, if we were to record you in slow-mo, you would also look amazing and beautiful.
Somebody commented and said, like, that's how I want, like, my camping experiences to look. And I said, look, if you had a professional videographer. If you had a professional who filmed you and then did it in slow-mo, you would look like this too.
I think
too.
I'm going to start living life in slow-mo.
Yeah.
And teaching in slow-mo.
Oh, like the hair was blowing in slow-mo.
Well, your hair was blowing.
Yeah, that's the... Your beard
and Wesley's my beard was ruffling. It was ruffling.
It's like waves of
Wesley's
grain
hair. I love Wesley's long, like, surfer crazy hair right now.
Yeah, and somebody doesn't want to get it cut.
Yeah, well, Grandma thinks it needs to be cut, and that got Stephanie mad. But anyway, okay.
It's their hair, their business. I don't make my kids cut their hair. I never.
Their hair, their business.
I don't make my kids.
Episode 140 of RVFTA coming next week.
I have pulled out the clippers on demand when they wanted a cut. And I have also never made them get a cut if they didn't want it. It's how we roll around here. I fight a lot of battles. Hair's not one of them.
Okay, now listen, let's move on. We're getting too personal. On our Facebook group, RVFTA The Group, which if you haven't joined, you know, like, I don't know what your problem is, just join. There was some discussion about tent camping too. So that's sort of our group thread of the week. So how did that come up, Stephanie, and what were people chatting about with tent camping?
It was funny because this was before anybody knew that we were doing the tent camping with Cabela's. But you had said in our spring camping resolutions that you wanted to go tent camping. Now we take our resolution seriously, but also there's a little bit of, like, you know, you
Kismet.
Were, wow. Did you know we were going to tent camp at that point?
I don't
point?
Think I knew that we were doing the Cabela's thing at that
okay.
point.
Okay. All right. It was just on the radar that we might want to try.
No, I have wanted to take the boys tent camping okay. forever. I don't want them to get too soft in the RV.
Right.
And plus, look, we've both said we didn't, like, grow up extensively tent camping, but both of us did go tent camping and it was very enjoyable. So I wanted to get the boys out there, and what an amazing opportunity to do it with Cabela's and to test out all this new gear and these really great new tents.
So Scott posted in the Facebook group after that. He was like, oh, I wonder, you know, Jeremy brought up tent camping, and he said, you know, this is what he said. Has anyone found that RVing has actually made you think more about tent camping or backpacking? Ironically, having zero interest in tent camping is what motivated the RV purchase, but now I find myself thinking about how liberating it would be to go where you want it and not have to worry about towing, parking, or fueling an RV. Just curious if anyone else has felt the reverse effect after starting to RV.
I like that reverse effect. And
reverse
certainly
effect.
We have felt that.
Yes.
Because once you get an RV, and particularly if you get a 30-foot RV or a 35-foot RV, there's a lot of places you can't go.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of campgrounds that will not accept you and a lot of sites that you can't bring your RV to. So all of a sudden, the tent gets you literally anywhere.
So Kathleen said, my husband and I talk about it all the time. We would love to have the freedom to go where the travel trailer can't. My only caveat is that I have to have a decent cushion for bedding and I must be able to stand up in a tent. Kathleen, we got you covered on this episode. We'll talk more. If I were 40 years younger, I'd be laughing at what I'm saying. But seriously, we are talking about getting a new tent and some decent cots or cushions.
See, and that's the thing. And mm-hmm. we will get more into detail about the gear we used. We were so ridiculously comfortable with the gear we had. This is not...
All right, hold on to it. Not this segment.
Tent camping is not about sleeping on the ground anymore.
And then Kelly said, we full-time RV, but now really enjoy taking our tent and boat places to camp. Keeps us from pulling two rigs and gets us back to what we enjoy most about camping, which is enjoying the outdoors. I do agree with tent size and bedding matters now. Our tent we can stand up in, and we have a queen-size double-layer mattress. Talk about that later, and plan on ordering a queen size mattress cot this year. Yes. So I think both of those comments were spot on in terms of comfort, and then also in terms of realizing that you want to get even more out in nature a little bit. RVing gives you a taste for it, and then you want a little, you know, it's like dessert. So it's not your full meal. It's not what you want all the time. It's a treat. So we're going
to
talk more about that.
We have to move on and get into the segments because I'm just going to start babbling.
I know.
About
all right.
Camping.
All right. Everybody stay tuned. We are going to be back in a minute.
Yeah. We're going to do two segments. The first one, we're going to talk about the overall camping experience, and we're going to review the tents that we use from Cabela's. Then we're going to come back for a second segment and go over all of the other camping gear that we got to test out. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for our feature topic, RVFTA Goes Tent Camping with Cabela's. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Go big with Jayco's Whitehawk, one of the leading ultralight travel trailers. The 2017 Whitehawk features impeccable attention to detail, industry-leading construction, convenient design, and Jayco's two-year limited warranty that makes getting down to the fun fast and easy. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
No, we owned a Whitehawk for 5 years.
Yes, we did. And they look a little different right now, but we'll talk about that on another episode.
I don't know if you should have
said that. Well, it's out there now.
Oh, yeah, it is out there publicly. The 2018s were redesigned graphics.
Yeah, we were definitely not allowed to talk about some things that we had seen.
But some
pictures are out, so we will talk about that maybe next week.
Can I say something that I really loved about the Whitehawk?
Go ahead.
Really easy to tow.
Now you're missing that.
Really easy to tow. The toy hauler's bigger.
Yeah.
You know, I got to go slower.
Wider, taller.
Got to be more careful. Wider, taller. That Whitehawk just towed like a dream.
Yeah. We never. Yeah, it did. I heard.
Dreamy.
All right.
Let's talk about tent camping. I'm so excited to do this episode. Like, I'm worried I'm just going to start babbling. Right. Let's start out by talking about our prior tent camping experience.
No, I want to jump in before you go on, because you always say when we talk about tent camping that neither of us had a lot of camping experience.
I overstate that.
But you overstate that, because we collectively did not have camping experience. But when you think about the fact that I grew up in a family that tent camped usually once a year, but sometimes twice. I think that if you look at statistics, that's probably as much as most tent camping families.
You were a tent camping family.
Yeah.
In other words, we go on, you know, 8 RV trips a year.
Right.
Because that makes us think that we didn't tent camp a lot, but you did. And I went tent camping with your family when we were dating.
Right.
So actually, I think it was after you had broken up with me. But I still got invited tent camping.
You still got. You were like, you had like infiltrated into the family.
I just showed up.
You were like, you would like just come over to eat dinner, you know, even though I'd already broken up with you, but whatever. So, you know, I think that is normal for camping families. And I think that I had a very normal camping experience where I felt that I had a lot of fun. I have fond memories of it. It was something that we looked forward to every year. We did a lot of beach camping, and I liked that better because I remember our woods camping trips not being as happy. I remember pit toilets, and I remember spiders, you know, whereas the beach camping had these big bathhouses, and there weren't as many bugs. There just aren't at the beach,
you know?
Oh,
you're a Jersey Shore girl, too.
Yeah. So I definitely remember a difference between those, but ultimately, I remember the terrible, terrible sleeping accommodations. I remember being terribly
uncomfortable. Tents to set up.
Yeah, winding up like in the car.
Tents that you'd get wet when it rained.
Yes,
sleeping on the ground.
Heavy tents that would just be everything be covered in dew when you woke up. And so, yeah, I do remember the discomfort factors of it. But I did have a remarkable amount of experience.
I also had a string of tent camping trips. And tent camping this time reminded me of those trips. My friends and I used to go on surfing trips to Cape Hatteras and camp at the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse in tents. To some degree, those were wild, crazy trips a little bit. And, you know, we did a lot of surfing. And the tents got messy and disgusting and gross because it rains a lot in Cape Hatteras. So I don't have any – I have very fond memories of having fun on those trips, but I remember being so uncomfortable.
Right.
And I remember a period of 5 days in a row raining and being stuck in a tent with my friend John, and he talks a lot. And it was like he drove me crazy.
Yeah.
And then also then we tent camped a little bit when we were dating and when we first got married.
I think maybe three times
at
total.
The most. And it was all to Assateague Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was just that place has my heart. I've always loved Assateague Island in Maryland. To me, that is like one of the most beautiful places ever. I love it. And I have to say I had a moment. We were talking about sort of our prior experience. One of the first times I went into a tent this past weekend with the boys, I think we were going to get on our PJs. And we walked into the tent. And there was a smell that was like tent smell. Like, I don't know. It was just like outdoorsy tent smell
and
or something.
It was evocative.
And it
for
was,
you.
Oh my gosh, it like hit me like a brick. Like, I was just like, it was like memories flooded over me, that feeling. It was very sentimental.
Every time I smell chlorine, I have profound, powerful memories of Disney World. I know that sounds crazy, but I associate that smell. But I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. So, all right. So that is a little more detail about our camping experience than we've said in the past. So, you know, having had those experiences, I think that I was thinking about the things that I felt very confident in, right? Because we had mixed feelings about going into this project. You know, we were like, okay, here we go. This is something very different. And it's always nerve-wracking when you're doing something different, especially with kids.
I only had reservations about doing it with the boys because they're RV brats. I mean, they've grown up in the comfort of an RV. So my only concerns were like, are they going to sleep?
You know? Well, what I felt really good about was packing. I feel like in a lot of ways, RV, you know, packing has prepared me to feel confident about packing for tent camping. Like I knew how to get food prep together because we do, you know, cook outside and everything. I knew how to pack clothes in the packing cubes and in a, you know, and then all together in a duffel bag. So I did feel confident in packing, knowing that we needed firewood and fire starter. And a lot of those things are the same.
A lot of things were transferable from the RV trips that we've taken. And a lot of those things, like, you're really good at because you're good at being a bit more minimalist. Like when we went on the Disney World trip in the RV rental, mm-hmm. you are good at condensing what we take and what we need to have a great weekend.
Yeah. So I felt comfortable with the food prep, knowing what to buy, knowing what I could make comfortably at the campsite. I felt okay with that. We kept it a little simple. We did more campfire cooking. And then also, I feel like we're good with the campfire. And that's not something that I would have said when we were tent camping years ago. Like, I don't feel like we were like awesome campfire people then either.
We can get a ripping fire going in no time.
In our sleep.
We can percolate.
Exactly.
We can cook over the fire. We can do weenie roasts. We can do marshmallows.
Right. Like,
you know,
I just
the campfire
feel like that
experience
whole...
is the same, yes. whether you're an RV or a tenter. And that campfire experience is so fundamental to both of those experiences, and it is very similar.
All right. So those are the things I felt confident about. Then the things that I felt worried about was definitely the bathroom. Okay. So one of the things we are most used to in the RV is just having that toilet, shower, accessible.
Our boys wake up in the night and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be gross or anything, but they do.
Right. And so I was like, okay, well, how is this going to work? Because of course there's the bathhouse issue. I was worried about sleeping. I didn't know go ahead.
Like, our boys go to the bathroom at night, and in the RV, they don't need to wake us up. They just take care. Even Wesley can just take care of himself.
Right.
Now, in the tent camping experience, they wake up, they have to go to the bathroom. They have no idea what to do
mm-hmm.
or where
yeah.
to go.
Yeah. Well, they caught on to the whole outside nature is their toilet pretty quickly, I have to say.
Only for onesies.
So then I was nervous about the sleeping because I just didn't know how the boys would feel. Like, would they settle down and go to sleep in a tent? Or would they kind of feel like on alert, like I'm outside? I just didn't know how sleeping would go. I didn't know if we'd all be exhausted.
And I think we have to lay this out right now. The boys, when we first brought up this tent camping adventure, were not that enthusiastic. They are used to the RV, mm-hmm. and we just got a new toy hauler that they love and they're very excited about. Now, once the tents were set up and they went inside the tents, they were bouncing off the walls with energy, enthusiasm, and excitement. They were so into it, and they were into it every second for the rest of the weekend.
Right. They truly had fun. Now, we did this along with a group of friends. We brought other people along because we were like, we have multiple tents. Let's do this. Let's have fun. Come along with us. This will be great. So, you know, it was like the kids were off the charts excited about it. And that was really interesting to see. I have to say, you know, one thing I realized very quickly is that our experiences, even though we haven't been tent camping, we have raised outdoor kids. there was nothing uncomfortable about the campsite for them and about the woods and about being just out there in nature. We were right on a creek and everything. So I realized that that was this transferable skill. They were just excited about sleeping in the tent, but all of the kids were just playing in the woods the minute we started setting up and we were getting, you know, settled in.
And they went bonkers asking if they could all sleep together in one tent.
Yes.
And the parents succumbed very quickly to the idea of all of the kids,
well,
including Wesley, sleeping in a tent together.
There comes a moment in life as a parent when you realize that your kids are asking to do something that they will remember forever. That our boys hadn't slept in a tent and there were seven kids all wanting to sleep in the eight-man tent. There was plenty of room in there for them. And they were begging to do it. And we were like, you know what? They will remember this. It's probably not going to go well. That's what we were like, you know, we're probably going to be yelling at them to go to bed. There's probably going to be kids waking up in the middle of the night. We don't know. But they wanted to do it.
I thought it was going to go terribly.
Oh, it didn't.
But we were willing to do it.
Yeah.
And it didn't go terribly.
It didn't.
It didn't go terribly at all.
No, Wes obviously had to come
Wes
into
Wes needed to
our...
be transferred over to mom and dad's.
But that was not a
surprise.
He
ended up on an air mattress with you and Maggie.
Yeah.
But we were ready for that.
Yeah. So I think that I knew, oh, they're going to be up too late, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, I really do believe they're going to remember that, you know, 50 years from now, they're going to remember the night they spent with all of their friends in the tent. It was exciting. And I was happy to give them that memory.
And I was too. Now, some other tent takeaways from the weekend of using the tents. Tent gear, tent camping has come a long way just in the 10, 15 years since we've been tent camping.
It's unrecognizable.
Well, the tents are so much easier to set up.
Oh, my gosh.
At least
do you remember
Cabela's
the
tents.
Night we got down to that campground, who knows where, somewhere, late, and we had like
we
the,
couldn't set up the tent.
And we literally could not set up
and
the tent.
And I have to say, you're really good at setting up tents.
We could
Stephanie
not set that tent up.
Stephanie can set up a tent.
I don't know. We had borrowed the tent or something. It wasn't like our tent.
Stephanie, it was our – no, I think we borrowed it. But I actually had practiced and set it up at home. I did.
You had, okay.
And then I could not recreate it.
It was terrible.
So these tents, easier to set up, better quality. They stayed completely dry. And we had rain. We had a lot of rain. And then adding all of the equipment in terms of the cots and the air mattress, like I felt like I was in a lodge.
Absolutely. Like I could not believe the difference in the experience in these tents and just how dry they felt and how comfortable they felt and how much headroom. It was just great. So that was just – that blew my mind right there. Now, another takeaway is that, you know what? Tenting is different than RVing, and you don't have to do one or the other. Like RVing to me is a way to travel and travel frequently. But tenting to me is this really adventurous, fun way to get away and have a good time with your family.
We've known for a long time, because we've been to so many campgrounds, that a tent can just take you to places that even a small RV cannot take you. All right, so the tent site we were in was right next to that gurgling creek. An RV was not allowed on that site, would not have fit on that site.
Right, yeah. I mean, we just realized, like, if we were going to Charleston for a week, I wouldn't want a tent camp because I'm like, you know, out and about exploring the area. I want to come back. I want to sleep in my bed, take a shower in the morning, and then go back out, you know? But this whole ability to really go a little bit more out into nature, get a little more unplugged, a little more far removed, and have that really true, I don't know, like that real camping experience with the kids was priceless to me.
And it brings other friends and other kids it brings us all a little bit closer together. So I think that what you're saying there is that the RV family like ours should probably own a tent.
I think that owning an RV should not be an exclusion from owning a tent. I think that what I can imagine now, having done this, is that this would be a different kind of a few different kinds of trips like this for us throughout the year.
I have thought since we bought the White Hawk 6 years ago that I would like to keep a tent stored in the RV so that when we were in a place like the Great Smoky Mountains, we might stay at a KOA or stay at a Jellystone or stay at a really nice resort type campground, but then sneak off for a couple nights into the mountains and tent somewhere, you know, very unusual or very beautiful.
Right. And it just be a part of that travel experience.
And now I have that dream.
Yes.
I'm going to keep a tent in the RV.
And as our boys get older, I would not, you know, I would not have felt comfortable doing this with like super young kids. But like our boys are getting older and it's easier to for us to say, hey, let's try something new. And it was a great new experience.
Should we talk here? Should we dive in?
Let's talk about the tents. I want to give people a little – like we had three tents that we set up by ourselves with we said we brought friends. So we set them up and we stayed in them. And we broke them down. So, but you would not, no one family would use all three of these tents. So we'll talk about like what combinations
you might.
Yeah,
it just depends on the size of your family. So
right.
Let's start with the Guardian 8-person tent, $499.99. There's a picture up on Cabela's Facebook page of us in mm-hmm. this tent.
Yeah.
And it is a large tent for
Yeah, everybody's
family.
Like, is that an apartment? Is that like, everybody's like, that's so big. And it really was. It's the cabin sort of tent. So, right, there's the dome tent and then there's a cabin tent. And the cabin tents give you that height and it lets you feel like you're in a room, you can stand up.
The five of us, if we had to sit in that tent all day in a rainstorm, would be comfortable and would not feel like we were on top of each other. And that's with the cots and the air mattresses and all that other stuff. Check out that picture and you can see how the cots were set up and how much room we all had to relax.
Yes.
So if we tent camp again as a family, all five of us and Maggie, this is definitely the tent we will use.
This is definitely the tent. It could fit all of us comfortably, plus Maggie very nicely. And it fit all of these special sort of sleeping items that we had with the cots and everything, which those do take up more space. So that's nice.
But fit them with room to spare.
Absolutely. Right. And with all of your, you know, your bags or whatever on there.
And
so
I loved the little, along the side of the pouch, of the tent, all around were little sort of storage pouches. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize it until I walked in and I saw that Theo had put his Rubik's Cube there and his sneakers.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of places where you can store personal items, whether it's cell phones or your book, and everybody would have like a little space to do that.
And they also have those little clipped, like almost like little hanging hammocks that you can put up and you can clip to the top to also put storage up and hanging up. So there's really lots of opportunity for that. Now, I love, this is something that, of course, I haven't set up a tent in 10 years and I was blown away by the color-coded body clips. I love the fact that the clips are color coded to help you know where you're putting your shock corded fiberglass poles. So all the fiberglass poles are shock corded, which again is great because you're not sitting there going which poles go into what. And they were color coded to set up. I have to say, these tents went up fast.
They went up very quickly, particularly because a lot of us have not tent camped.
Yeah, and we were all able to figure it out. Like, it was truly an authentic experience, like us going, okay, how do you set up this tent?
I was frankly concerned we wouldn't get the gear set up quickly enough on Friday because we wanted to be enjoying Friday night in the tents and be getting some good pictures, but we set up camp very rapidly. And this was an elaborate camp we set up.
Three tents. No, very few people are going to set up that many tents.
A screen room, an outdoor cooking area. I mean, we had a huge, huge setup.
Yeah, so I mean, realistically, this is the tent for our family. But we need to move on to the other two tents because we kind of love these also. So it's a little hard for us to commit to just one tent choice. So the second tent that we set up was the Getaway 4-person dome tent. This is $149.99. This is the most affordable of these new tents that are from Cabela's. And this has that dome shape, which unlike the cabin, it's lower. But what it does is it gives you that stability. So if you're going to be like camping in more like rugged environment where there might be wind and everything like that, this is the choice that's great.
Yeah, and two pole setup. I mean, it's super easy to set up.
I set this tent up. I'm not kidding. I think I set up this tent in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
and
from opening the bag up to setting it up in 10
absolutely.
Minutes. It was so fast.
It was a dream. I mean, it's the type of tent where if you decided on Friday afternoon at work, like let's go tent camping tonight. Like, I would want to take this one.
Yeah, you just grab it and go.
You just show up at the campground and set it up.
Now, I also like the rain flies are so – they have so much coverage. So they came out so far over the front that you could, like, if it were raining, you could unzip the rain fly and step in – And then give yourself a minute to get off your rain gear and everything before stepping into the tent. So even though it was a small tent, it did give you that space
and
to do that.
It's a four-person tent. If you had four people sleeping in this, you would be sleeping next to each other.
Yeah, four. You'd be lined up.
Guardian eight-person, you could have eight people sleeping in that tent and there's still room
in
the
tent. We had seven kids sleep there, yeah. So this also another thing that I liked about this was – there is so much screening. So if you have that rain fly off, it's like open. It's open air. And they have this no-see-um mesh that's supposed to keep out even the smallest of bugs. But you can just lie and look up and you're like, oh my gosh, I can see everything.
And you did. Stephanie did look up and see everything.
So pretty. Yeah. So that's nice. Instead of just the little
pouches. So if
it was
like a moonlit night or something, you could be lying in bed. And it's basically like you're sleeping outside, but you're totally covered and protected.
Now, the second tent that we had that went along with this tent, okay?
So and for the third tent altogether.
The third tent altogether. I'm sorry if I just confused everybody by saying this. But we had the getaway cabin, four-person tent with screen house. Now, the idea here was that our family of five would be comfortable with the getaway cabin, four-person tent, and the dome tent.
Right. Now, the getaway cabin, four-person tent with screen house is $399.99. The one we just talked about, the getaway four-person dome tent, is $149.99. Now, the getaway cabin, four-person tent with screen house, I fell in love with this tent.
Awesome.
I fell in love with this tent more than any of the other tents. Like, I want to go tent camping, like, this weekend in this tent.
So that's why I'm saying it was so hard for us to choose, because even though we know the eight-person fits our whole family
the
easiest, this is a nice tent.
Okay, and here's why. So there's a screen house. This is a two-room tent.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk into a screen room where we set up chairs, right? You could keep all your shoes. You could keep your cooler. You could keep a lot of your stuff and have sort of a seating area.
10-foot, 7-inch height. Okay, so
a comfortable seating area.
Really
so
high.
When it was raining, we could sit there in our camp chairs and relax, and then the whole bedroom is still back behind you in another room. So I loved that two-room setup, and there was still a good amount of room in the actual tent, and that's where you and I slept with Wesley and the dog.
So we're full disclosure because we want to be completely authentic as to how this actually looked going down, because the seven kids took over the eight-person tent, and our boys actually welled up. Like, one of our boys like looked at me like he was like gonna lose it when he thought that him and Theo were gonna have to like sleep separate from the other kids. They really couldn't handle that thought.
Yeah, Max and Theo were gonna sleep in the getaway four-person dome tent, but then the whole Guardian thing happened where all the kids ended up in that tent.
So all the kids are there, and then so Jeremy and I ended up sleeping in the getaway cabin four-person tent with screen house, and we'll talk more about the what we slept on in the next
We'll
segment.
Come back and talk about the cots and the air mattress and all that stuff.
But Wesley ended up in that tent with us, and it was me, you, the dog, and Wesley, and we were all very comfortable.
Oh, we were totally comfortable. And then I love the fact that you could come out of that rear room where you were sleeping and then have the sitting room. Like, my goodness. So I'm plotting for you and I to get a camping night at least, because we have an awesome campground close to our house. It's like 20 minutes away. It's beautiful. I want a night with a babysitter, and I want you and I to go camping in this tent.
All right, so
wait a second. You agree, deal?
Okay. Yeah. It's always I always say yes, and then we never end up pulling it together to end up getting coverage for the kids and everything. I don't know.
We will.
Okay. So here's the thing. Last thing I want to mention is ease of breakdown. I could fit everything back in the bags without like sweating and swearing.
I can't tell you how important that is.
Yeah.
I hate when you buy anything, whether it's an RV carpet or a tent or whatever it might be, and it only fits in the bag the first time because it was smushed in there by the factory in some intricate pattern.
And like they had like the vacuums, like vacuum out the air.
Generous bags.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of the tents, we folded them to the best of our ability.
I didn't have to origami fold. No,
they fit in with room to spare back in the bags, and the bags were not cheap. The bags felt sturdy and like they will last a long time.
And we went through rain, and all of the tents were dry as a bone.
Well, it didn't rain on Sunday. So we woke up Sunday, the sun was out, and the tents dried.
No, I mean that while it was raining, they were dry as a bone.
It rained almost all day Saturday.
Yeah, on and off.
And no one was wet inside the tents. Yep. Absolutely not.
Yeah. So really great experiences. We can't wait to use them again.
So what was your favorite tent? Are you with me on the getaway cabin?
Yes. But like I said, it's not practical for our family because what we'd have to do is use that plus the dome tent, and the two boys would sleep in the dome tent. And I like that setup. I just don't know if we're there yet, really. So I feel like we have to do the 8 person.
If you have one kid or two small kids, or you're just a couple, that getaway with Screenhouse.
Yeah, or if you have the older kids, doing that for the parents and then the dome tent for the kids is a great option.
Right, and that's, how we set up camp.
Really, Max and Theo are old enough to sleep in that tent by themselves at this point. They could do it. We've just got a little guy who's like always the wild card still. So, yeah, I love them. I don't want to give any of them up.
Those were the tents. Okay, we're going to put all this stuff in the show notes as well if you want to take a look at them.
RV Family Travel Atlas.
We're popping some pictures up on our social media feeds as well. We're going to come back in a second. We're going to talk about all of the other camp gear that we got to test out, and there were some really great stuff. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment two. We're going to talk about all the other camp gear that we used. But first, it's time for a sponsored message from Highway West Vacations.
Highway West Vacations offers luxury accommodations throughout the western United States. You can stay in your own RV or tent, or you can rent a vintage trailer, Airstream, cabin, or cottage. Each resort offers unique spaces and stylish accommodations located in dreamy destinations in Utah, California, Washington, and Oregon.
And there's lots of nice tent camping at these Highway West campgrounds.
They have the glamping tents. They have the really pretty, like the yurts, things like that.
Well, you can camp right on the beach in Oregon.
Yes, I know. I'm very excited. So come explore the great outdoors and experience a new way of vacationing as you travel the Highway West. Visit highwaywestvacations.com to start planning today.
All right, let's talk about the gear. And I was just geeked out to get to like test all of this gear. And I really did want to like try every single thing. So the main piece of gear here, which really almost could have gone with the tents, is the screen room. All right, so it's the Cabela's Quick Set Screen House, $499.99. It is huge. Okay, it is like we put the picnic table in and we all ate there and there was plenty of room. You could spend a rainy day inside this. And it was so easy to set up. Okay. So easy. They recommend two people set it up, but I actually did it myself.
You did. Okay.
And then I broke it down with Randy's help. Very easy to set up. And we are going to use this.
This
is going in the RV.
This is the RV setup.
When we go from RV, from campground to campground, we're going to use this at all the different campgrounds we visit this summer.
This also has that no-see-em mesh panel. So it's like so fine. So even the little guys aren't going to get in. It has fiberglass poles. And then it also has wind panels that can convert to an awning. So it has a pole that you can like stick out. So you can put an awning out.
Which we did use that.
Which we did because it was raining. So it was nice to kind of have that spot again, take off your shoes.
Yeah,
whatever.
So if you're like maybe a seasonal RVer or you like to camp at state parks with large sites, this is a really nice complement to the RV. And we've had people on our Facebook group mention that they really want one of these over using their awnings on the RV to store bikes and to store all the gear when it rains.
Yeah, and it comes with all the stakes and the tie downs, so you can, totally secure this. I was thinking, like when we go beach camping, sometimes it's really hard to get sheet because you can't put out your awning because it's too windy.
The Cape Hatter is KOA.
Right, but you could use this for great shade because you could set it up and stake it down and tie it down.
Well, it's sturdy as all get out, and then you could stake it down, and I think it would do just fine at a windy campground.
I'm excited about trying this out with beach camping.
Let's talk bunks.
Okay.
And the bunks for me were kind of like the stars of the show.
Well, the kids certainly loved them.
Oh, my God. So we tested two different kinds. So we tested the disco bed bunk beds. So they were two single cots, and they're stackable. They come together. It's a set of two, $289.99. They both pack down into a zippered storage bag that's relatively small. I mean, it almost packs down to the size of like a lawn game, basically. Really easy to set up. Weight capacity of 500 pounds per bed, and this is what I slept on.
Yes.
And I was like, I am sleeping on this. Okay, I know Stephanie's like upset. She wants me to cuddle up with her on the air mattress. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, because when we've gone to the Cabela stores, I always see these. And I'm like, man, what would it be like to sleep on one of these for the night? And I kid you not, I was ridiculously comfortable on this cot. I was so comfy.
All right. Now, the boys also slept on one of those, and they also slept on the kiddo bunks. Okay. So the kiddo bunks, again, they can be used separately as two separate cots, or they can be stacked for the bunks, and they're $279.78. Come again with a zippered bag. They look very similar. They set up similarly. It's just a little bit smaller. The weight capacity is 200 pounds.
Yeah, but still lots of room for the boys.
Yeah.
We used them separately the first night, then we did stack them the next day as bunk beds, basically, which is a real space saver in the tent, right?
Yeah.
So
the boys
loved
the bunk beds, and honestly, it was a little bit of like a who's going to get to sleep on.
And now listen, you buy something like this, right? And it's also usable in your house for guests.
It's
not a compromise to put a house guest on one of these.
And that's what I thought when we were using this. I thought we have like friends that come and they stay. We had house guests a couple weeks ago that were here with their four kids. And we had our down in the basement, like the couch pulled out.
Oh,
and then
sleeping in the closets.
And a mattress on the ground because we had an extra mattress for them. But we could set these two up and all four of their kids would sleep comfortably.
And they're fun. There's just something about them that's fun. It feels like a camp out, you know?
Yeah. So I love them. I think that if you need extra sleeping solutions on a regular basis, this is a fantastic choice because they truly are comfortable. So, and that's
and
the bottom line
I'm
is, are you going to
sleep? I'm picky about getting comfortable.
Oh God. Yes.
I'm a little picky about it.
You are. And you're like the tosser and the turner.
I was lying on that bed and the stream was gurgling by. I was in paradise.
Let's talk about what I was sleeping on. So I was sleeping on the air mattress. Okay. So I slept on the Intex DuraBeam Supreme Airflow Airbed.
And it earns every word in that title,
this
including
is so
Supreme.
Crazy.
This bed was so huge.
It was a queen.
Like 2 feet off the ground.
So it's a double decker, you know, like it has both, it looks like a pillow top mattress. It has like two levels to it and it's $129.99. It has a built-in pump, so all I had to do, I had to plug it in at the site, but we had electric at the site. We just ran an extension cord, and I hit that switch, and it just blew up.
But it was like comically big and comfortable.
So you were like, I'm not sleeping on the air mattress. I'm sleeping on the cot. And I was like, that's fine, because I ended up, like I said, on the air mattress with Wes and Maggie. And that air mattress was so comfortable. I slept as comfortably on that air mattress as I do in any of our other beds, either at home or in the RV.
Yeah, like in the RV industry, there's like the glamping trend, and there's these luxury tent setups with furniture and everything. And those, you know, those are like $250 a night at some campgrounds. We basically set that up.
Yeah. In the tent. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we basically had camping furniture.
It was unbelievably comfortable. I couldn't believe it. And that was another thing. I was like, this is the sort of thing that if you buy, you can reasonably use in other contexts.
And the bunks, again, were easy to set up. And this big air mattress, because it was inflatable on its own without needing a pump, was also really easy to set up.
Okay, what we slept in.
Sleeping bags. Now, it was 50 degrees the first night.
Yes.
Okay, which I'm not saying that's like some radical temperature at which to camp,
but with
a three-year-old, four-year-old now on board and a bunch of other kids, that it was a chilly night for tent camping for the kids. I am amazed at how warm and cozy that I was.
Nobody was cold.
The Cabela's Mountain Trapper sleeping bag.
Yeah.
It was just like spreading warmth all over yourself.
So this is $129.99. This had that classic look, like that tan kind of canvas almost look on the outside, with that red flannel like checked pattern on the inside.
It's a good looking sleeping bag.
It's rated to 0 degrees and it's brushed cotton flannel lining, and then it has a water repellent cotton canvas shell. So I really love the feel of it because I'm not a big fan. I know that some of like the puffy polyester sleeping bags are rated like for, you know, even colder temperatures and everything.
Well, we're not going colder.
Exactly.
Than that.
Like I love that feeling of like a heavier, like that cotton, you know, feel in the sleeping bag. So I was really happy with these and I was warm all night. And then when Wesley came in to sleep with me, he snuggled in it and he was warm too. So
I even midway through the night woke up because Wesley woke up. And I unzipped my sleeping bag and just used it as a blanket, and I was still so toasty warm.
Yeah, and then the boys all used the Cabela's Kids sleeping bags, which are $49.99, and they're really cute. These ones are navy.
They're totally adorable.
The boys' ones are navy with, like, orange. It could be for girls, too. But then they have, like, a more, I would say, traditionally girly, you know, design and color that's a little bit lighter, like a more like a turquoise. You can see that in the camping catalog that just came out or online. So there are other options, but those are rated to 30 degrees, and the boys were perfectly warm that whole night.
And the graphics were so cool. There's sort of like an outdoor graphic on it. I mean, they're just very charming looking
sleeping bags. I've been trying to convince them to just use them in the RV.
But they're starting to. Wesley wants a sleeping bag, and now the boys have been using their sleeping bags.
Max hasn't. Yeah, because Max is like one of those, like, he just loves to stuff his bed with lots of different blankets.
Well, they like having eight blankets.
Yeah, it's like how many more blankets. So I'd love to just have these in the RV. That's like my dream now, but we'll see if that flies. I don't know.
I give high scores to those sleeping bags too, and that Mountain Trapper was like so warm and comfortable. Okay. Coolers. All right. So we had coolers filled with food because we are tent camping and did not have a refrigerator with us. Now, Cabela's coolers rock. Okay.
We've reviewed them on a previous Gear Guide.
And you got a link again to that Field and Stream video where they rate all the coolers and the Cabela's cooler wins.
It won Best of Test Award
best
in 2016.
Over the Yetis and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they threw these off of the back of a pickup truck that's going like 40 miles an hour, and the Cabela's one totally survived.
In case you plan on forgetting to put up your tailgate or something and your cooler is flying off, but otherwise it keeps ice really cold.
So we use, and we've had for a while, for over a year now, the Polar Cap Equalizer Cooler, the 25-quart, which is $199.99.
But that's not big enough for like a weekend of camping. So
not
we
with
got
particularly
that,
not with multiple families.
Right. So we got that, think more of like for a day use, for a lunch use. You could never fit. I mean, that's a lunch cooler, basically.
It's a great day trip cooler or a supplemental cooler to a larger one.
Right. So then what we did was we got now the 60-quart, which is $299.99. And that is a good size for like a weekend of tent camping when you're going to be bringing your, what I have, eggs and bacon and milk and butter and, you know, like all of those kinds of things.
They're certified bear resistant. They actually test them somewhere out near Yellowstone.
We know where they test them because Carrie went to the facility where they put the coolers out, and the bears, they let the bears have at it for a certain amount
of
time.
And then they let Carrie have at it as well.
we don't have photographic evidence, but I'm pretty sure that Carrie was there because she told us about it. So yeah, they were actually tested there. So that's good. But the combination of those two coolers would be plenty for even 4 days of camping, I think. I only need it
weekend,
like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
The 60 quart would have been just fine for the week.
Yes,
the
absolutely. I could fit everything I needed in that 60 quart.
You brought a lot of food. I mean,
yeah,
we
because
were feeding
we did
other
hot
people.
Dogs at, with
we were
everybody.
Doing photography of camping meals. You brought more food than you might normally need for 2 days.
Yeah, but I think that you could definitely put in your meals for a weekend in that 60 quart, no problem.
And now they are certified bear resistant, but they are not certified Wesley resistant. So the 4-year-old can open up these coolers.
To get his yogurt.
They have bottle cap openers. They have a lot of thoughtful features. The 60 quart you can get a rolling cart for, which we did, and we're going to test that out too. So
we didn't need to use it, so we'll get back to you on that.
Thoughtful, well designed, high end coolers.
Now, what I packed all of the dry food in is a food storage bin. It's a 108 quart scent proof trunk, and that was $79.99. So this, I would say that for a weekend, a 3-day camping weekend, you could put all of your dry food in this food storage bin, and you could put all of your cold food into the 60 quart. I actually believe that you have plenty of room in just those two things for that. And I really like this because in the past, I'm one of those people that ends up having lots of bags of food, right? Like the grocery bags or like blah, blah, blah. And you're like rooting around. You're going,
really liked having all the cereal and all the dry food in this storage
bin. And I kind of was able to, it's not too deep. So I was able to kind of organize it. I put like, you know, just everything from the salt and the pepper, the Tabasco, the sugar, like it was all nicely organized.
I'm grabbing a second one at the Camping Classic this weekend.
Okay. You always have conversations about what you're going to buy on air, so I can't
We're going to keep one with the camping equipment, okay? I want one for the back of my truck as well.
All right. So I liked it just because I liked the size, and I really felt like for 3 days, I didn't even fill it up there was still room to spare. So that worked just perfectly for us.
So we're going to link to everything we talked about. And can we link to the entire Cabela's camping catalog? Hopefully. I think that should be possible.
Yeah, if I can find online. If I can find the PDF online. But yeah, I mean, we'll be posting on this on the Facebook group. Any questions, we're happy to answer. We'll talk to anybody at the store about anything.
How did you like my percolator coffee?
It was good.
It was really good. And I've been a snob about percolator coffee in the past, and I perfectly liked my coffee on the percolator.
Did.
It took a little while.
Yeah.
It took a little
while.
You
wanted to rush
it,
and I was like, it's not
gonna take a little
ready.
While.
You were about to take it off the fire too early. I was like, no.
Well, I was making coffee for like four or five people too.
Yeah.
So
that's
but
okay.
I also enjoy when you're tent camping, I enjoy that morning campfire. Which in the RV we don't do that often. So overall, look, we are planning another tent camping adventure.
We are not just exaggerating when we say we actually already know where we want to go for our next
state of Maine.
Yeah.
The smell of pine trees.
It really this weekend crystallized to us that there can be different kinds of trips, and it wouldn't be like, oh, we're not RVing this trip or whatever. It would just be like, hey, this would be a perfect place to go for the weekend in one of these tents.
And my big takeaway for the RV families out there listening, grab a tent, own a tent, occasionally go out tent camping. You know, it's a very different experience.
You have so much of what you need. You just have
all this other gear is transferable
to
the RV lifestyle. And so you're exactly right, Stephanie. You only probably need to buy the tent when you think about all the things you have in your RV.
Yeah. And the other stuff is just like, you know, Cabela's really emphasized like that they wanted us to know what it felt like to comfort camp. And that's why we had the bunks and the air beds. And you know what? They were right. It was comfort camping. I was kind of blown away.
They
handpicked this stuff. It was like, here is this experience. Like, this is what it feels like to comfort camp. And it was comfortable.
I felt like I was in a lodge. If I had been sleeping on the ground, I don't think I would have had these warm fuzzies about the whole experience.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm not 20 years old anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sleep on the ground.
Your bones creak.
Yeah, and the stuff, and to getting the bunks or the air mattress, it's affordable, and those things can be used in your home.
So that's what I would generally focus on, I think, if you're like looking for that experience and you want to try it and you feel like, hey, I want to have this adventure with my kids. I would focus on the tent, and then I would focus on the sleeping comfort. And I think that those two things and the Thetford porta potty.
Oh my God, we got to bring the porta potty next time. Now listen, come on out to the Camping Classic in Hamburg. We would love to chat with you about our tent camping experience and show you all this gear and talk about all these tents and just say hello.
All right, so we will see you at the Camping Classic.
We will see you at the Camping Classic.
Bye.